So the Torah describes the Mei Saita as Mayim HaMe'orim. And Rashi says something very interesting. What does it mean? It's Mayim HaMe'orim. So Rashi says it doesn't mean a Lashon of Klala. That would be Arurim. Rather, it means Ma'orim, which means it's Mechaser her from the world. That's what Rashi learns. Brings a Pasuk, Siloi Mamir, Lashon of missing, being Mechaser her from the world. And it's a fascinating thing if you think about it. That means that the purpose of the water is to get rid of this woman. That's the point. And it teaches us that she lost her schus kiyum in the world. That's the tachlis. To be mechaser her, she should be missing from the world. A woman that is oisik in inyane behema doesn't have a schus kiyum, and therefore she's mechaser from the world. That's how Rashi teaches it. And the opposite is true. A person that's mekadosh himself is zayicha to be Mekuyim in the world. It gives a person kiyum. That's L'chayor Rashi's teaching us over here why it's called Mayim HaMe'orim. We should Bezer Hashem be Zoyche to understand that the kiyum of a person's in the world is based on his Kedusha, on his fulfillment of his Tachlis Achayim, and Bezer Hashem in that Tzchus. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will bench us with brachis, atzlachis, yishuois, refuois, nechamois, geulois, parnosis, nisim, zchuyos, mechilis, ava, kakolis, hischachis, hisgarvis, tshuva, kapara, iris, israimis, tztakis, shmira, hislavis, mitislavis, simchas, rizas, achtas, kabbalis, anachamo kabbalis, lano lecha, degaleinu lecha, mishpachteinu lecha, Yisrael, amen. Amen. Amen.